coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. She's the grand dame of Pacers, Horse of the Year in 2010, a double millionaire, and this Saturday she's entered in the $190,000 Forest City Pace at the Raceway at Western Fair District. Dreamfair Eternal will be making a bit of a homecoming for her Ingersoll, Ontario connections. We'll talk to the owner on this edition of Trot Radio. John Lamers, the owner, and along with his wife Mary, the breeder of Dreamfair Eternal, joins us. John, it's been an absolutely terrific year for your mare, $633,000 and counting in earnings. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Norm.
You got to feel good about the fact that she just keeps producing year after year after year.
Yeah, she has. She's definitely a dream come true. Not only for myself, but for my family. I mean, my kids, they follow around. My little grandchildren, you know, they're given an opportunity, you know, they're always watching. They're always wanting to know how Eternal's doing. And
yeah.
No, it's just a real blast, Norm.
Well, you know, I don't know of any other sport that can bring a family together like ours.
Well, I don't think so either, because it's especially with Eternal, you know, she was born at the farm here,
right.
Raised here, you know, we've always had an eye on her, and to just to watch her develop into one of the best racing mares of all time, really.
That's right. Well, you can't argue with Horse of the Year honors.
You know? No, you can't.
Now, there has been a bit of a downturn in form. Have you and trainer Pat Fletcher obviously discussed this? How are you addressing that issue?
Well, it all started back in the Milton.
Right.
She got interfered with pretty well, got Zeron veered over to the right and hit her back wheel. She went off stride, and consequently she hit her right foot, hitting the left foot, causing a bruise. And we didn't realize this until later. Once the bruise got set in, it turned into a pus pocket, and she's very sore on it, and it was just a big hindering thing. But
sure.
It finally got through to that over a period of about 5 or 6 weeks, and it popped, and she's coming back into pretty good form.
Well, that's good to know, because now looking at it in retrospect, it had to have hurt her performance in the Breeders' Crown.
Oh well, yeah, Randy knew there was something. There was something wrong, and
uh-huh.
He says you guys are missing something, and we're thinking, well, maybe Randy, you might not have given her a good drive, and sometimes I scold him for that. But
you've been known to do that,
yeah, a little bit. But no, Randy and I we're good friends, and I mean we had a discussion about this, and basically in the elimination, all we had to do was beat out a couple of horses. We thought it was in the bag.
Yeah,
but it was just maybe the drive wasn't as good as what we wanted it to be, but. No, she just didn't have it. It's just like if you got a sore foot. I mean, it's like walking or running around with a stone in your shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same effect. So,
well, you're right. You know, she is showing signs though of coming back, because she did do well in her last race in the Fillies and Mares Open at Woodbine, 26-4 closing quarter. That's got to be a good sign for you.
Yep, it sure was. Keep in mind, he only went to the half in about 57, so
okay,
yes, he got a scoot home pretty good.
Yeah.
But, now, she's coming along good, Norm.
Yeah, now, Chris Christofaru has driven her three times, in the money twice.
Yep.
That could be a game changer, in my opinion, because the history shows, and this is no disrespect to the previous driver at any one time, it does show that she seems to wake up whenever she gets a fresh set of hands.
It does. If you recall last year, she was in a little bit of a lull, and she came out of that, and once she started, you know, feeling her usual self again, because she's got a game face on most of the time.
Yeah.
And Pat can sense it when she's just a tiny bit off. He can sense it. We address those issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's been through quite a few wars, and it shows a little bit, but for the most part, you know.
Well,
basic stuff, feet, ankles, knees, hocks, you know, that kind of thing, and you keep on top of those things and
do the basics.
She'll give you all she's got.
For sure. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that this was a homecoming for all of you connected with the Dreamfair Eternal, coming to Western Fair, my hometown track. Let me just get that plug in. you're bound to be the sentimental favorite at the very least. How does it feel to be back at your hometown track with your signature horse?
Well, it's a great feeling. Unfortunately, all my family, my immediate family, my daughters and husband won't be there. One of them will be there, but because she does live in Toronto, but the other one's a little bit farther away. But no, it's always nice, you know, to meet and greet all the people around, and you know, they always wish you well, and no, it's a great, great feeling.
Yeah. Now, will this be Dream Fair Eterno's last race, at least of the year?
No.
Okay. No. Where have you got her headed?
I think we'll race her in the open, Norm. We gave her some time off last year, and I think the time off for an older horse like that is too long. It takes them longer to get their muscle mass back, to build up. So we're going to keep her in shape and racing form virtually all winter, depending on, you know, she'll tell us, you know, when she doesn't want to race her.
Yeah.
But for the most part, no, I think we're going to race her maybe once a month or twice a month whenever they write the opens. And, we'll just play it by ear, and hopefully next year we're going to continue to race her. I mean, that's part of the game plan here.
Well, she is she's a fan favorite, and certainly in southwestern Ontario, they follow her exploits very closely. We'll be watching the action at Western Fair, and we wish you and Dream Fair Eternal all the connections, the very best of luck in the Forest City Pace.
Thank you very much, Norm.